Recalls are routine in the auto industry. Sometimes they're a big deal, and sometimes they're not. The General Motors recall of 1.6 million vehicles over a faulty ignition switch has been in the news because it was linked to 12 deaths. But it can be tough for car owners to tell which recall notices are urgent and which ones aren't. Here's NPR's Sonari Glinton.
It is 12:50 on Saturday, March 15th. I came down to my car dealership to get my car serviced. Nothing special, just, you know, a tire rotation and an oil change. And the service dude just told me that I have a recall on my car from September. Now, I'm a car reporter, and I've been reporting on recalls for a long time. And I probably should do a story about what I'm going to call, I guess, recall fatigue.
In fact, most recalls go completely unnoticed by the general public.
Scott Oldham is with the automotive website Edmunds.com.
These things are, I don't want to say a daily occurrence, but I don't think there's a manufacturer out there that isn't executing a recall at any given time.
So in addition to the recent General Motors recall, just in the last week, Honda recalled 900,000 Odyssey vans because of a potential fire hazard. Volkswagen recalled 150,000 Passats yesterday because of hood problems that could damage the front lights. Now, I could spend all afternoon reading off the outstanding recall notices, but in essence, the number of vehicles recalled has more than doubled in the last 20 years. Carl Brower is with Kelley Blue Book. He says manufacturers often recall vehicles out of an overabundance of caution.
You could argue that more recalls actually makes it worse to get people to actually listen to them because it just starts to become noise. It used to be a bigger deal to hear a recall headline in the newspaper or on TV. Now, yeah, you kind of hear them a lot, so it might be easier to tune it out.
That's partly because most recall notices are mailed. Sometimes not even first class. And it's really easy for, say, a letter from Chrysler or Honda to look like just some junk mail. Sean Kane is with Safety Research and Strategies, a research firm that specializes in car and consumer safety. He says response rates for newer cars is fairly high, in the 70% range.
Compared to other products or other even motor vehicle products like tires or tire restraints and so forth, is quite good. But if you think about what that means in context of the cars that are not being repaired, that's not so good. And that number tends to drop off as the cars get older.
The way manufacturers tell consumers about recalls is mainly through registration information from your state. The more a car changes hands, though, the harder getting to the actual driver can be. Dealers I talk to say privacy laws make it harder to get phone numbers and other information for current car owners. But if you want to be proactive, you can find out if your car is being recalled by going to the government website, recalls.gov. A new law will require the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to make it easier to navigate that website, which is currently a bit cumbersome. Sean Kane says it's ultimately the responsibility of car makers to do a more effective job of letting consumers know.
That means spending the time and the money to do it. It's funny how they can all reach you when they want to sell you a new product, but somehow they don't always do such a good job when they need to get their product back for repairs.
But everyone in the auto business will tell you the same thing. When you get a recall notice, open it and take your car to the dealer. Recall repairs are important and free. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.